Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS. I'm Kate, and it is a pleasure. I'm so excited to chat with Cree Toner with the Stratford Perth Humane Society. Cree, how are you?
Good morning, Kate. I am great. How are you doing?
I am amazing. You know, normally Jamie gets to talk to you, and I don't usually get to talk to you, so I'm pumped up.
Me too. This is very exciting.
Oh, man. So with the Stratford Perth Humane Society, lots is going on, as always. And March break is coming up March 10th to 14th. And of course, the Humane Society's got an amazing March break camp coming up.
Yeah, we're really excited for our March break camp this year. We just, as of yesterday, opened up single drop-in days. So if you have plans for some of the week, but you'd like your kid to be able to attend one or two or however many days, you can sign them up. Those are selling quickly, and we also have quite a few full week spots left sold as well. We've got some really awesome presenters lined up for that week, lots of fun activities. So if you are thinking about it, we would love to see your kids there. Runs, like Kate said, March 10th to March 14th from 9 to 4 every single day. We're so excited.
Oh, so much fun. I wish I could go.
I know. Sometimes when I'm working the camps, I'm like, I wish I could have done this as a kid.
Right? Me too. I feel that. Every time I read about the programs, I'm like, I wish I did that. And you have some new programs coming up as well.
Yeah, we do. We've got a few new programs starting within the next couple of weeks that we're really excited about. So the first one is our Junior Vet Club. So that is going to start at the beginning of April. So similar to our regular vet club that we just finished, it's a three-week condensed program that runs every week for an hour and a half. And the kids get the opportunity to learn either from a vet or a vet tech who help to design the lessons. They have kind of a quick, engaging lesson for the kids, and then they get to do an activity that directly relates to that lesson. And then, of course, we get to spend some time with our animals in the shelter as well. The last week of our Junior Vet Club this year is going to be a teddy bear clinic, which is so cute and like as much fun as it sounds. It's so exciting. So all of the information and registration can be found on our website, kwsphumane.ca. So that's one of our new programs. And then we also have two new programs that are designed for the younger animal lovers. We have our Tiny Tails and then Tots and Tails, which are for babies 0 to 18 months and then 18 months to 3 years old.
Oh, my
gosh.
And
we are going to be running little engaging programs for them. They get to meet an animal and then do some kind of age-appropriate play and activities. This is a new thing for us. I'm so excited for it. I think it would be an awesome thing for the little ones and then also for their parents to be able to get out of the house and kind of meet some new people as well. So, yes. Again, all of the registration and info for that is online, kwsphumane.ca.
That is so cute.
I know, isn't it adorable? Really,
babies
and it's going to be lots of fun.
Oh man, babies and animals, you know, everybody's favorite things.
Yep.
Super sweet. And also right now you guys are collecting treats. You're doing a little treat drive for the dogs.
We are doing a treat drive. So our goal is to be able to collect 100 pounds of dog treats. So we love donations of milk bones, marrow bones, or liver treats. Those are kind of our dog's favorites. And, of course, we love to spoil them. So we are going to be using those for our pet pantry and for our adoptable dogs as well. So you are able to drop them off at either location, Stratford or Kitchener. And we and our animals are really, really appreciative of these. Of course, we have, you know, our food that we feed them, but we want to be able to go that little extra mile for them and give them the treats that they love as well.
Absolutely. Everybody deserves a little treat once in a while. We're big fans of sweet treats.
We love a treat.
And also, speaking of treats, the Barkery right now is actually offering a BOGO on bagged treats to support this treat drive, which is awesome.
Yeah, they are. We're so grateful to them for that partnership. We're also really grateful to the other local businesses in both Stratford and Kitchener that have partnered with us for Bake for the Animals. So
yes.
I know February is coming to a close, and we're probably all happy to put this freezing snowy month behind us, but yeah. There's a couple more days left still where you can support us through Bake for the Animals, so either visiting one of our partnerships or donating online, or again, hosting a little bake sale of your own. And then like Kate said, the Barkery is very generously hosting a BOGO for their treats as well to help support us.
Yes, so awesome. And yeah, Bake for the Animals is still on. So fire up your oven, you still have time. And it's a great fundraiser.
Yeah, we're really excited for to see all of the results from that, and thankful for everyone that's chosen to support us through that fundraiser. One of my favorites, of course, who doesn't love treats and knowing that you're eating for a good cause.
Exactly. The calories don't count.
Exactly. If it's for charity, they don't matter.
Exactly. Well, Cree, this has been so much fun, and of course, kwsphumane.ca for everything that we just talked about. And thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much, Kate. Nice to talk to you.